Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. Here at the Vatican today, a very special press conference was held to outline the recent discovery of the sarcophagus containing the mortal remains of the Apostle Paul. Giorgio Filippi, the archaeologist and inscriptions expert at the Vatican Museums, has spent the last 11 years of his life studying the basilica complex of St. Paul's outside the walls. He says he is in no doubt that this is the tomb of St. Paul. The tomb, which lay hidden for centuries, lies directly beneath an altar inscription that reads, Paul, Apostle, Martyr. The marble sarcophagus, brought to light during recent excavations, contains the remains of the saint and was first placed beneath the altar during the reconstruction of the basilica in 390 AD, where it has lain hidden from sight and from memory for centuries. The decision to begin excavations in search of St. Paul's sarcophagus came about after pilgrims coming to St. Paul's for the Jubilee year asked for the burial place of the apostle and were deeply disappointed not to see or touch it. Archbishop Andrea Codero Lanza di Montezemolo is archpriest of the basilica. He outlined the spiritual importance of this discovery.
We knew that the tomb of St. Paul was there, but it was impossible to be seen by pilgrims. So we decided, we tried to open a window in order to see the side of the sarcophagus. That we could open a window about 70 centimeters wide and about 90 centimeters high, in order to have the possibility for the pilgrims who come to pray to see the side of the stone sarcophagus of St. Paul.
There is little doubt that after centuries in darkness, this discovery, this sarcophagus of St. Paul, will once again become a focal point for the faithful on their pilgrimage to the tombs of the apostles in Rome. I'm Emma McCarthy.